The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God bless you for coming. God bless you for coming. We are still looking at the power of thought. The power of thought. Still looking at the same scriptures. First Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 and 2. And David was in the cave of Adullam. And when his father and brethren heard of him, they went to him. And then verse 2 will now list what was happening to them. They were in debt, they were discontented, they were distressed, and they went to him, and he became their commander, or he became their captain. Then we go to fast forward, 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 8, first verse, and these are the captains, or these are the mighty men of David. Amen. Tonight we move on. Last week we looked at removing wrong labels. I don't know how many of you have done your exercises, but we have to remove it. If so, either you do it or you don't do it, you still have to remove it. So find a way to do your exercise. Amen. I don't know how many of us have done it. You have forgotten. The thing we are doing, the exercise, you forget, you come back, you can continue. So tonight, to continue, tonight we're looking at the theme. Who is renting my room? 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 Last week I told you everybody was a product. Today, we are moving on, and everybody is a landlord. Last week, everybody was a product. The product was perfect. Today, everybody is a landlord. You are a landlord, I am a landlord. No matter your age, no matter your size, no matter your ability, no matter what you have learned or do not learn, you are a landlord on your own. So everybody is a landlord. Everybody is a landlord. And when you are a landlord, you determine who you rent your room to. True or false? True or false? You are behaving like you don't know. You determine who you rent your room to. So once upon a time, I was staying at Abilinke. And my landlady decided to start renting her room to some Sakawa guys. Some Sakawa guy. And this Sakawa guy, not knowing he was in secondary school, he was using a Toyota Corolla. He was called. When I speak, then the next names will come. Then he came. He came to stay there. Landlord, and this boy came quiet. Watch here. Not knowing, he said, if you honor, I say we need yes here catch him. Number one, at that time, the base woofer had now come, and this boy had the base woofer. I don't know how many of you know the base woofer, but the base woofer is at that time not been a yenya big boxes. Now, Abama, I had the boy no more. Ha, I quite will be in your home there. One thing you want, the other tia. When he came, the first thing he did, he changed everything into air conditioning, and that was neat. Oh, it is nice. But then the next thing is that in the morning, one girl will come, he will leave. In the afternoon, another girl will come, he will leave. In the evening, another girl will come. She said, yeah, question. I remember at that time,
my wife had then given birth. So I had to make friends with the guy, by force. I had to find a way. So the time in next visitor. Now make now a coin or not over to me. I'm sitting, Isaac, me banu untumi nay to brr no and but it gave me a strategy of how to train my children. So that was when I adapted playing music every time. So I started playing music every time. So that when he plays, it does not disturb him. They take it as normal. Then we were there, and then she went to another person. When you find that the place becomes toxic, one day, well, two. But she is a landlady. In every illustration I've made, I just want you to know that she was the landlady, or is still the landlady. And therefore, she determines who stays in the house. What could not a fear? Landlord dear penny and a landlady dear penny. Or show no show say who first and say oh mammy we unquan at in cryana oh ba for penny a day a di we chibra. No a bisa unquan a bet in a day. My gotcha say mimi fear had ye yes there were ha in some houses about 8 you bet 2 dining a 2 gate. Obana for all night, took for half night, took for quarter night, took for three quarter night. Pel baby fa watum. Because she gave you the rules. However, she is at liberty to rent. That is all I want us to understand. She is at liberty to rent. And she rents it to whoever she likes. So for those of you listening to me, it got to a time you realize that all the landladies and landlords, they have now started opening. In the key language, woman chassis heading APA. So they started renting out the rooms, what? The foreigners. And that is why in the area, it got to a time we had a lot of foreigners there. They started renting because it is their choice. You can't tell them that you are not being patriotic. Patriotism and fat tenancy home. Whether the landlord now ask them a metoon and all to see him out. The open head. Hallelujah. So you as a landlord choose to govern your own life. You are the landlord. Nobody can determine what you have in the house. You do it on your own accord because you are the landlord. You are the landlord. The landlord can decide to look at your face and say that you like squeezing your face until when your rent expires. Two. Rent control has been here. But who didn't call rent control saying it will be two? Because landlord said, me will be fear. Amen. Why do I bring who is renting my? Who is renting my room? I told you the memory belongs to what? The past. And imagination belongs to what? The future. But the two are both seated where? In your mind. So both the memory and imagination are both seated in your mind. But in our life, many of us dwell only on the memory. And in the memory, you have people you arrange within the memory. And that is the tenancy system. That is the rental system. And nobody can determine what you put in. So, here, everybody is a landlord. And therefore, when these men went to meet David, who were the people they have rented rooms into? If you pick the scripture, who were the people they have rented rooms to? Distressed, dead, discontentment, and the rest. What are you renting rooms to? Evie, in a pressure, in a maybe under stress, you have rented your room to stress. Nobody rented it out for you. Nobody. Not even God. So you are the owner or you are the landlord. The landlord has permission to rent, and the landlord has permission to evict. Tonight, as we look at it, by the close of the evening, we will do some evictions. I won't tell you what to evict. We will do some evictions. Some of you will know why you are sick. Others will know why you are growing lean, because you have rented it out. Today, we will never do any come out, but you'll be set free. I don't know whether you understood it. We will not do any come out, but you'll be set free. Some are not because you need deliverance. Some are just because you have to let it go, and then you are free. So, this woman rented the rooms, and before the guy came, she had first rented it to a Nigerian. And when that Nigerian came, the Nigerian brought his wife. Let me give you a picture of the wife. So, the wife said, "Ono ompra, ono so unchie jare." So, edu ne so se unkochie jare ya. Okwa anu eshi unsiye gubo. No de praya eden. Afa so okwa na katre na abo forma. Eya wona abo form. Onu di okwa as me. I finish. You will see the landlady come to stand there, complain. Who took the rent? Hello, who took the rent? Oh, no, the rent. I did not take the rent. Who did the assessment? Upon what basis did she take the rent? That basis depends on her. You don't have any say within that basis. And then, lo and behold, after the Nigerian woman, a Nigerian man and woman came, Isaac, another soul for another job. You understand? So you look at it, and I looked at the landlady. I was worried for the landlady, but I have come to understand that as far as you are the landlord, nobody can be worried for you. And tonight, I won't be worried for you. Connie, I can't be worried for you. I only collect my Bible. I'm there to me. But I can't be worried for you. So by the end of tonight, you will know where you stand and you know what to do. Hallelujah. I told you that for all these 3 weeks, it has been practical. Go and do your exercise. I've not seen the cited some exercises. If you refuse to bring her exercise, Dinah, she said she doesn't even remember we did an exercise. Conidia, she was not here. Ellen, do exercise. She's still talking about it. Asari, he only talked last week. He didn't bring his exercise. You are not here. So look for it. So look for it. So that was it. So now, in the landlord system, you can have as many rooms, and you will decide how many rooms you want in a house. There is a house. I know the person very well. When we were looking here, we know that the whole Kotobabi, that was the most populated house. They had about 152 people in the house. 152. I mean, we are online, so me mubodi. But the person is my very good friend. We were checking housing. And in the house, in Koleng, we were there yet. Because the number, and that tells you that as a landlord, you can decide that
this small space, I can build 30 houses, 30 rooms. And that 30 rooms, no, obi and me can't throw, say, men ye den. Men see. I don't think me body by force. Men bo. I catch you on that. Obi a, say, I say den. Then, who can I operate? I'm not talking. Oh, 152. I can design how the house was. The house was, it was square like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. This, there is a small out here. There is a small in here. And in the middle, we see Amkosain. So, listen. And there is another house that could be where we call it, if you can see him. We were thinking that was the most populated, but if you need it, because Amkosain is in Fifi. And see, that Abrosan contains another whole group. You understand? Because the person is the landlord. The person is the landlord. In the same way, you are also a landlord. Look at somebody and tell the person, you're also a landlord. You're also a landlord. The Lord created you and made you a landlord of your own life. You're also a landlord. And ask the person, how many tenants do you have? How many tenants do you have? So, if it rises up, let's do an illustration. So, if it is walking, I come to cross her, and I step on her leg. We illustration. Then I try it. I say, huh? But Ajay, now okay, you have two options: Ajay to let you go, or Ajay to rent a room and put me in. Are you okay? Ajay to rent a room and do what and put me in. And so many of us have rented rooms to bitterness. Many of us have rented rooms to anger. Many of us have rented rooms to resentment. We have rented rooms to many things. Ebu ono ma what you ono ma wo ye kesi. Ebu you said you ani na udi na ye kesi. Ebu fukan kaina na ema wa eden. Ema wa hono. Many of us have rented rooms, and some of the rooms we have rented are giving us certain issues. Some of us are having, I don't know whether to call perpetual. Maybe a wrong English. So, perennial headache. Some of us are having half headache and a migraine. But that migraine is not linked because your grandfather had migraine and your father had. So, you are doing ancestral mapping. We are not doing mapping here. That headache is linked to the people you have rented your rooms to. If you rent your room to a weed smoker and the weed smoker comes, now Oshiri, Namuni Namus, Moyaden, Mo Homi Winipia, now we have hypertension. Who bet me yet? Ah, the rent is so young to me. Obonukuha, every evening. Or bow one row, and we are bow one row, and you are bow one row about the landlady. Or what's the saying? One pet and swap. Hallelujah. One pet and swap again. And some of us, we are pet and so, and he's the Munti again. Yapne. And we are suffering the repercussions. Why? Because you are the landlord. Nobody takes it out for you. Ask yourself, the people who you dislike, who told you to dislike them? Who told you to dislike them? Even if somebody spoke to you, the person did not force you to dislike them. But you rented a room called dislike, and you placed them in. Into whom it be, now what I'm going to say. Oba, sorry, nani panet nasia, now goof. Unso, eh, mom, or mother. But you dislike the person. Who is renting my rooms. Hello. As I speak, you are checking how many rooms you have rented. Because somebody has only 2 rooms. Somebody has rented like 20. You said that in the limit, and you told me, and I said, you don't know about 7. How many rooms have you rented? And those rooms determine the people there. Hallelujah. But let me also tell you something. In this rental, where God has made you the landlord, every day the room must be full. Hello. When you say, if you are, I will say, men hide the enemy, you will end up on this one, you evict one, you bring in another. So every day there must be a tenant. Every day there must be what? A tenant. Every day there must be a tenant. There is no free room. Somebody write it and keep it somewhere. And I'm here. There is no free room. Every day the rooms must be what? Occupied. The rooms must be occupied. No free room. Hello. 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 Oh, why? You are not responding again. Why? You are thinking. You are checking the number of rooms you have. Because I know somebody may have, if you can see them, with anything. Somebody is still creating even more rooms. But every day, you will need to what? You will need to fill the rooms. That is the concept. There is no empty room. There is no empty room. So when you take one out, you bring one in. Who will you take out and how will you take them out? The next rule about this room is that we don't take advance. And then we enjoy advance. So anytime you want to evict a tenant, you can evict that person. There is no advance. Yenji advance. The tenant comes and he says, I want a room. You admit the tenant. You don't take advance. Maybe with me at your rent, monthly rent, you know, some can be in the form of sickness. Some can be in the form of depression. Some can be in the form of some loan on you. That is your monthly rent. But no advance. Connie, no advance. No advance. No advance. Since there is no advance, it means that any day you want to eject a tenant, you can. Simple. But the moment you eject a tenant, one walks out, another comes what? In. For those of you who have just entered, today's topic is, who is renting my room? One walks out, another comes in. There is no free room. There is no free room. If you want me to write for you, let's list. So, who is renting my rooms? Number one, you are the landlord. whether you're a baby, child, youth, adult, whatever, you are the landlord. Two, no one can eject a tenant for you. You are the only one. Who can eject or admit a tenant? You are the only one who can eject or admit a tenant. Number three, the number of rooms available for rent depends on you. The number of rooms available depends on you. The number of rooms available depends on what? On you. It is a uko bifie na a dime and sunny a day higher. Untwin country if you run, they say, at the end of Kukumenu dino, a young song, now with the AMI and son. The ope no a day, oh yeah. But that, so the number of rooms available depends on you. Number four, you don't take advance. An advance before admitting a tenant. If you don't take advance in admitting a tenant, that means that if you want to eject a tenant, you don't need so much of a notice. It can be a day's notice. It can be a minute notice. So, five. Since you don't take an advance, you don't what? You don't any the same to wait. The moment you feel like rejecting, you what? Eject. You eject a tenant at there is a word they use at your whims and caprices. At your own whims and caprices. They say, Ubu, and you have to be Pamubi. At your whims at the grounds you set. So, who are these tenants? Now, who are these tenants? The tenants are anything you allow into your life. The tenants are anything you allow into your life. Anything you allow into your life. Anything you allow into your mind. Anything you allow into that memory. Because memory is of the past. Anything you allow in is who becomes your heart, your tenant. So, whatever you allow in becomes the tenant. Whatever you allow in becomes the tenant. That tells you that in this tenancy system, you can allow good, you can allow what? Bad. Whatever you allow. Someone look for this scripture for me. I'm coming to bring a scripture. There was a group of people who said their parents lived in what? In did not live in houses. They lived in tents. So they also stay in what? Tent. Look for that scripture.
that from the time of our forefathers, they live in what? Tent. So we live in what? Tent. Read it. Please come and read it. Or take a microphone and read it. Oh. Ah. Adam? Yes, sir. Man, Jeremiah, what? 35.
Hello. Jeremiah 35, from verse 18. Uh-huh. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites,
so they are called,
thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God.
So we are talking about the Rechabites. The Rechabites. I'm just using it as an illustration for you. So Jeremiah 35 from verse what?
Okay. I'm starting from verse 14.
Okay.
Okay. The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment.
So pause. So the first one was that none of them should ever what, drink wine. And as at the time it was being written, they said, unto this day, they have what? They have performed. So we don't know how many years they have been holding on to that mantle. Okay.
Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearken not unto me. I have sent also unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them.
Please wait. One other verse nearby. Is the Rechabites. The wine is correct. I need the one about the tent.
Okay, so this is the tent.
One is about the drinking. One is about the sleeping. Verse what? Verse 7. Go to verse 7.
Verse 7.
It's not in your Bible.
It's, I'm looking at where... Neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed.
Neither shall ye build house, nor what? Sow seed. You understand? And it has been so to what? From that time. Thank you. This one, that scripture is talking about a mindset that can be done. We are looking above the mindset and what you created. Okay, so their father could have told them, but they do me so because I made it, do me so many then. Many. One and a half, I call Mimini that's for reader. One and a Mimini that member. Oh, Mommy, I'm Mimini that member. Yeah, when I'm no more. Yeah, I'm rare. And I am rare. They are rare. It is someone who is good, Yenri. I care. Yenri. So that becomes a mindset that they hold. But I'm not only talking about the mindset that you hold, I'm also talking about what you yourself admit. So even with that one, it is being passed to you. Do you accept? Or not. It means that it means question. It means Papa meet me as a sophon, but it means co. Because I have Mary. I understand you. I don't have anything, Mary. I saw you being sorry, pray. I don't see a one. Oh, one, then you pray. No. I saw you being recreated. But they are more comfortable. I am just trying to let you think through. into orient paper, that means that's why you know you are what? Disqualified. Yeah, you. Oh, there. But men can say you say you would have destroyed what has been set. But in this rental system, you admit them in. Once say when we can in our power, that's what I can say. Who fear now rear will be on your day. But what you admit in, so now this one, the ones we read were things that were being passed on generation. But that aside, now we are talking of things that you admit into your life, that you are a direct recipient of it, that you are a direct beneficiary of it. You either benefit or you do it, you lose. You either benefit or what? You lose. And I can't list it for you. But a few that I can tell you is that bitterness. I can give you a few. Bitterness sends poison into your glands. It poisons your glands. Bitterness, it poisons your glands. You have been hearing negative energies and the rest. Apart from the negative energy that it creates around you, it poisons you. That is why this evening I told you that because you have decided to tell the tenant that go. It poisons your system. And also, poison. If there was no poison in it, then can stress weather forecast is about to rain. Every time there is a weather forecast, every time there is some dark cloud coming from what? Nigeria. With a wind speed of what? 115 per hour. Then be a muna dark cloud. Then be a into a circular now wolf. Australia now in college journey. Australia now college journey. Because they have never seen some before. You understand? And you see, initially, these things, we think it is, enyefe. I'm giving you two things. Number one, it destroys the body. Number two, it gives you sicknesses. So even the tenants we admit has an effect on your life. Hello. So when I say, just smile, what will you do? I say, Honam, smile. Oh, I didn't say laugh. Ah, please, laughing. Honam, smile. Hey, who do we need here, Miana? Ah, please, I didn't say laugh. Okay, ah, please, smile. Unless we take cheese and we put cheese in your pile, so you can't smile. You understand? Because every time that is so. Now let me give you some scriptures. So Bible says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say what? Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be made known unto all men, because the Lord is at hand. Rejoice. Rejoice. You understand? Then scripture will continue and give you another one and tells you that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And every day you are weak. You have sold all your strength to quarrel. You've rented all the rooms to quarrel. And therefore you have no strength left in you to fight. Let me ask this question. In what mood do we fight? In what mood do we do battle? In what mood do we do battle and win? In what mood? Do you have to be angry to fight? Do you have to relax to fight? In what mood do you fight? It does not depend on any situation. Those of you who like warfare, start laughing. Because the things that you smell and you see, when you are angry, you don't see it. That is why in football, when the tension is going high, you will see the players insulting one another or talking to one another. When it comes to penalties and a player is about to take a penalty, you will see the keeper talking. Who is he talking to? He's talking to the player. When it gets at him, Obi should be over the bar. That was why last time I gave you the Zidane what? Headbutt. You understand? Why is it that we go for prey boxing? They say, how do we call it? Say a bear boxing. They go for the prey boxing bout where they do the way in and the rest. When they finish, what happens? Oh, I am walking kind of crabbing, kaka home, and one kakra. They part west. I remember, is it the Van der Holyfield one? When they were parting west, the guy took a trash can. You know, man, so they could share back with you. To let the person know that Mishiawa Mebo. Now, Kwame Yiye. In the Odyssey, Bufono, in the Koye training. No, this Ebu phone here, then Eba ring here. Have you realized that when you get angry, your adrenaline what moves into your heart, into your brain, and therefore it makes you to begin to think like who? Like what? Mama answer. Hey, Yapon. Today I said, who do you shot, Yapon? You understand? Why is it that when you are angry today, by the next morning your heart is paining? You have chest aches. Why? In fact, so was Nanko Akuma, Eoya. And so you're more like you. And so Akuma, Eoya. The people we admit, these things we are looking at works both in the spiritual and it works in the physical. You want to clear your atmosphere? Find a good way. You want to clear your atmosphere? Relax. Hallelujah. 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 Near maybe we are near pay for. We do a balanced diet here. And you need to know your home. If you are home, and yet the rooms you have what rented out. The rooms you have rented out. You can rent your room to such situations that you begin to age. And last week, I remember we read that scripture where Pharaoh met Jacob and asked him, how old are you? Why? I didn't make up in Yinaba, and so you make up be after when you man has the funu. It is only the corpse that needs makeup. That is why before ladies started putting makeup on, it was only the corpse that it was being applied to. Because when the undertaker is dressing the person, no born as soon as a cry. The corpse cannot understand. He cannot laugh. Unto me, three. Oh, unto me, three. Oh, if you the horn of Naya Bono, three Kakra. Oh, here, then, three. Is it be when it? Billy Moyne, the few, Billy Moyne, the few. Oh, there, it's a Bibesha. So by the time you come, then the person is looking fine. You understand? But today, we have all this makeup. There are some makeup that when when you wear the eyelashes and you are walking, you know, at the time we had baby info, then they go crack, 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 crack. You have all that baby info, the foreign one and the local one. You have all that one. Wash the ninina, and so you are not getting any suitor. Wash the ninina, and so nobody is even telling you, how are you? You have some people you have rented wrong rooms to. Until you get them out. Ucha wenim kolibu chenchen grampu na. It does not work. I don't know how many of you know kolibu chenchen. Oh. Anyway, kolibu chenchen. Let me stop. Let's pray and close. We need kolibu chenchen. Ha, they call it 3 days. Ube jare kuna na na mpepa. Any friend call it chain chain. Hallelujah. I believe today by the end of the service we would have been doing a beauty therapy. We would have been doing a deliverance session. We have been doing different sessions. A beauty therapy and all those sessions. You understand? Yes, you will need to add some makeup to your life. You will need to do some small rubbing, adjusting outside. But the beauty will come from in. But when the inner beauty is dead, because why you say, what happens? You have sold everything. And tonight, you have to evict some of your tenants. Hallelujah. I just try to do it like this so that as you relax, you laugh, you smile small so that your face will change more. You remember some of your tenants. Some of the tenants. And some of us are so proud to say that me dey be pufu and my support down for. No any age. What about them also any age? I rat. Me pufu. Nice, wonderful. Media me before I mean come raw. Now back on day. Obeka day. On camera. Media me before na me near the me home better me. Minjay. Cosu. Continue until the day it rains. Continue. One day somebody will enter the hospital and you will be told you have gotten skin cancer. And you ask that ebini me papa busuem ebini me mama abusuem because you know about hereditary and you know about what patterns and cycles, so you are using patterns. You will go to history and they say it won't work, and they will tell you that a son say ubufu and say a situation comes up no one who say amonche. And so it is affecting your skin. Where are you teaching? Mejai. Obisa manu ayanti, Mejai. No. We need understanding to live some things. Hallelujah. I remember once, my father is passed on. My father, on mass mumchemu. And I remember once somebody came to do something and he got annoyed and I told him that, Jamenka, hey, sad that you hear me. Then I'm an engineer. But you see, look at somebody and tell the person, I just know which time you'll make back. You understand? It is not because you can fight. It is because of who you rent your room to. Hallelujah. It is not because you can fight, but it is because of who you rent your room to. That is why I'm telling you that in the position of fighting, when you are fighting, you even have to smile to fight. You even have to learn to fight. And no, who buni pana, who buno out of pleasure. And you would be a buffoon. Because you have a patrol. That is why some of us, when we get angry, we can say some things, and when we finish, we go and beg. Go and apologize. And so you were right. But at the end of the day, why? Because you rented your room unnecessarily. You rented your room unnecessarily. In 10 years, a man will be in him for Yenny a thing, pa. And because you are someone should because I know who I'll be renting my rooms to. I send you a whole number, I say, Enyeshi. Because I must rent my room to better things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you rent your room to a cocaine, a person who sniffs cocaine, Anya sent me be bedding, a befound him. Sent no, a betty baby, yeah. And some of us are suffering from the scent of what we have rented our rooms. Hallelujah. This evening, we are closing. We want to evict. I told you, you don't need 10 months to tell the person, I give you 10 months to leave. Open shop is here, tell it, go. I open the door for you to come in. Today, I say your tenancy has not expired. That is the prayer. I open my door for you to enter, but today, I say your tenancy has not expired. Tonight you are leaving, and you are not leaving when I go and sleep. You are leaving what? Now. You are leaving now. You are leaving now. You are leaving now. There is, you see, sometimes when we read Bible, we will try to look at many things. The scripture will tell you that do not let the sun go down on your anger, and we don't understand that it is both coming from a biblical view, and it is coming from what? The health view. For your own sake, don't let the sun go down on your anger. And so say, me, misuma, kusita, misibetu. Kusibetu, na, ipanonam. There are some people you may not even have taken them out, but God has forgiven them. And it is not your holding them that will let God hold them. It is not your holding them. Let me stress here. It is not your holding them that will let God also hold them. Because Bible says, with our mouth we do what? We confess. So, I may have hurt you. You may have rented a room and put me in. But I may go to God and confess, and I'll go. And you have kept me in your room. And you are suffering the repercussion. Tonight, we want to pray. That is why when we were beginning, we used John chapter 8, verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And the truth shall make you free. Tonight, we speak the truth of renting rooms to wrong and good tenants. And tonight, we want to do an eviction. We serve an eviction notice to every wrong tenant. And we tell the tenant, we give you 5 minutes. Within this next 5 minutes, there must be an eviction. Somebody sit down or rise up and begin to pray. Say, Heavenly Father, any room I have wrongly rented out, nobody rented it out for me. I rented it out with my own accord, on my own accord. But tonight, every tenant, every wrong tenant, your time has expired. Your time has expired. Your time has expired. Your time has expired. Mention the name of the tenant and tell the tenant, move out. Your time has expired. It is time you move out. Move out now. Scripture says, my temple is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So if the Holy Spirit can dwell in my temple, then wrong things can also dwell in my temple. Tonight, any wrong thing, anything I have invited, anything I've opened a room for, this night, I speak to you. I open the door and I tell you, move out now.
Move out now. Move out now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Move out now. Move out now. Kabala Brashada la Mama Zika Rima Hantara Baba Leke Bara Baba. Move out, move out, move out now. In the name of Jesus, I order you out. I order you out. I order you out. In the name of Jesus, I order you out. Every strange tenant who has entered my room, who has entered my life, who has entered my mind, tonight you are moving out. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lastly, let's do this. I told you that in this rental system, the room cannot be empty. So you drive them out, you admit new tenants. You admit new tenants. You admit new tenants. New tenants that will bring you joy. New tenants that will bring you peace. New tenants that will bring you love. New tenants that will bring you peace. Open your mouth and speak and admit. As you walk out, let this new tenant enter. Let this new tenant enter. Hayada Masinda. Beauty, 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 beauty. Haya lava shunderoba kada lebra hatala baba. Le kamazu karima zindari baba halaba. Rebasuka tarababa. Lebra sada laba. Ramasuka tarimama. Halo, luskadi. Ram Sundara Baba Hako Tadi Labrosa di Labakato Mahantaraba Labrakato Mazi Karababa O Bakida Halabra Suda Mahanta Likaro Sukata Mazibaha Rakata Mazumbro Kata Lababa Ayandara Babo Sada Hakata Dababa Rebeka Rama Suda Leparo Baraba Repalo Basendere Baba Lambra sandala baba ha ta da ba. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Your word is true. Your word brings life into our life. Today, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let this truth begin to drive out every darkness that has held our lives captive. Every darkness that has stayed in our lives. May this truth that we enter into today drive out every darkness. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. That he gave his own.